You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey there, everybody. My name is Kate, also known as Tarot Kate, and I am here for another episode of Real or Creepy.
Hey, y'all. It's Savannah. I'm that witch at the holler, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy.
Hey, everyone. It's Noah Daniels, and that's right. We got these two awesome guests back for another series of Real or Creepy, the episodes where we determine if stories from the internet are a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. So let's jump into our first story. It's titled, So Was I the Ghost? When I was growing up, we would go and visit my grandmother on the east coast of Florida about once a month. So I was just as comfortable in her little town as I was in my own. Even at the age of 10, I knew all the back roads and shortcuts and scenic drives. One afternoon, my mother and I were in the car and we were taking a leisurely ride. When she took me farther down a known road than I had ever recalled being on, she then took a left and got on a road that ran through the salt marsh. As we were going along, she is sharing stories about the swamp ape and other local legends. When I look up and say, oh, I know where we are. I recognize this area. I came down here with grandma once. My mother was confused because my grandmother had not driven in years. She didn't even own a car. I proceed to tell her about coming up here and describe a big Victorian house on the corner that overlooked the marsh. As we approached the curve, I said, here, it's right up there. My mother pulled over and there was no house on the hill as I remembered it. Where's the house? I asked. You could clearly see that at one point there had been a homestead there. There were remnants of a stone walkway, retaining wall, and the way the trees were spaced and the ground leveled out. I went on to describe the two-story house in full detail, from the gingerbread wood carving to the porch swing. My mother kept asking me questions, and I kept answering them. I told her that I'd come here with Grandma to visit a friend who was ill, and that she had brought food for the family, and that I remembered playing with a little girl on the front porch and swinging in the swing with her. It was then that my mother told me that the house that used to be there had burned down in the late 1940s. Wait, what? Record scratch, huh? The 1940s? And that, yes, the lady who had lived there had been a friend of my grandmother's, and that she, my mom, had a very distinct memory of visiting there with her mother when the lady had been ill, and they also brought them food. She then said, I always wondered who that little blind girl was that I played with on the porch was that day. I asked my mom on the way home if she would bring me back to play with the little girl, and she was perplexed because there was no young children in the home at that time. Instantly, we were both covered in goosebumps when we realized that approximately 20 years before I was born, I played on the wraparound porch with my own mother. Dun, dun, dun. Savannah, what do you think about that one? You think that's a real haunting or a creepypasta?
Oh, man, I really want it to be real.
I know, right?
First, I was thinking some kind of like just genetic shared memory stuff. Mm. The grandma said there was no little girl there either. Oh, that changed it to, I don't know, weird timeline, multiversey thingies. That's always fun.
And I'm sure you guys have experienced this. So my son turned 4 today, actually. And I often, I often just think about, you know, the changing of time that I get to spend with him and you know, how every year things get a little more different. And I know that will continue on. And wow, how cool it would be if at some point we were the same age or something like that. So this story kind of hit home for me. And Savannah, kind of like you, I'm like, man, I really wish this was real, but I don't know if I can take that leap forward. Kate, how did you feel about this one?
I can see all of us were trying to like wrap our brain around it because it's like all multidimensional, right? But I feel like this could happen though. I've heard people having dreams about, you know, their children before coming into their life. And our soul is always tied to our children, no matter what lifetime we're in. Like our souls are always tied. I just think it's some type of like multidimensional scenario where they just got opportunity where it just kind of met right there in the middle. It's written really nicely. So it is kind of pasta material, but I really do think this could happen. I think I like this. This is interesting. I'm gonna have to go and dive into this one.
I hate that every time one of you say pasta, my brain immediately flashes a buttered noodle in my head. Like I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, always. That was a fun one. It kind of takes what a lot of us have heard, whether, you know, as people sharing on TikTok or podcast or whatever, where people talk about their children sharing past life stories and kind of flipping that on its head a little bit, which is interesting. Yeah, something to think about.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, well, we're going to jump into our second story here. It's titled, My Recently Passed Cousin is Haunting / Looking After Us. My cousin was killed in a car accident last year on Christmas Eve morning. My family and I are still grieving and healing from this unexpected tragedy. To get right into the story, I woke up around 2 o'clock in the morning because my puppy needed to go outside and pee. I opened up the door and could have sworn I saw a dark silhouette of a woman looking at me for a split second. Before it vanished in the open room right next to the front door of the house, to me, I thought I was just half asleep and just seeing something that wasn't there. The next day, I was on my gaming laptop playing DayZ and hell lit loose because I had nothing else to do at home and I was alone as well. A few hours passed and I had this weird feeling that someone or something was watching me. So I look on my right at the sliding glass door and see a reflection of a head and long hair in the same room of where I was, and I saw the shadowy figure. I look to my left real fast and see a half of a face, a shoulder in which it had blonde long hair, just like my cousin's, peeking at me, and it disappeared instantly when I saw it. I'm 100% certain that it was my cousin checking in on me. All right. So, Kate, you know, they titled this Looking After Us. So I was expecting a similar to one that kind of like we heard earlier where the house was catching on fire and the spirit kind of saved the family. But this was more, I think, akin to somebody we love passed and we kind of saw them maybe letting us know that they're okay or whatnot. Did this one strike you as a real haunting?
Oh, yeah. This is like a daily occurrence. Like you see the shoulder and the hair, you know, like, oh. And your mind tells you exactly, you know exactly who it is. So yeah, this one's definitely, this is like, oh, this happened to me like a couple hours ago.
I love that both of you are just like, yep. This is where we live. Savannah, how did you feel about this one?
Yeah, that's definitely like a very super common, just a super common thing. I mean, God, for me every day, just catching glimpses, partial bits of people. For some spirits, especially if she was only like recently deceased, might be harder to fully, you know, appear, fully materialize, have enough energy to figure out how to do that. Yeah, it's totally plausible. Very, very common thing that happens. So I'll go with real.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page here. That definitely felt like a real haunting and probably something that, you know, a lot of people may only have one experience their whole life. It may be something kind of like that, I imagine. All right, gang. Well, that's another episode of Real or... Man, I always want to say scary. I know. Another episode of Real or Creepy Pasta. No problem. Savannah, where can our audience check out everything you have going on?
Y'all can find me on TikTok at That Witch Up the Holler or over on Instagram at It's That Witch Up the Holler, and check out my link tree to find me on all the other corners of the internet.
Kate, where can our audience find out what you have going on?
They can find me on TikTok at TarotKate3. I'm also on Instagram as TarotKate, or they can check out my website, TarotKate.com.
And I just wanted to remind everybody that I'm going to be at the Oregon Ghost Convention, March the 22nd through the 24th. I'm going to be doing a live Real Hauntings episode on the 22nd with a special guest. And as long as you have a general admission ticket, you can get into my show for free. So please come check that out. I believe it's at 7:30 p.m. that night, but double check their schedule. And yeah, shoot me a DM, tag us, let me know you're going to be there. I'd love to catch up with our fans and say hello. That Saturday, I'm also going to be teaching a class on how to start a successful indie podcast. So I can't wait to see you guys all there, especially those of you who live on the West Coast. Come and say hello.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's going to be so awesome.
I'm excited. That was a big goal that I've been trying to, anyway.
Yeah. That was your Nine of Wands card.
Yeah. So that's another episode of Real or Creepy. We got one more left with this awesome duo. So we can't wait to see you next week on, well, I already said it, Real or Creepy. Do-do-do-do-do.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did it turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.